Hey, this is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, keep listening.
On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes,
we're here with AJ Fernandez. Well, he's not here, but we're here with his cigars, and we're here to fool one another again. So, what's in the box? In the box, we have the Brasilia, Corona.
Brasilia?
Brazil.
Yeah,
there it is. See, a word is hard, hooked on phonics.
We're here for you.
The Brasil Corona, 6.5 by 44. The DSD Gloria Brasil Corona, 5 5/8 by 46. The Bellas Artes Box Pressed Toro Habano, 6 by 54. The San Latano Connecticut Toro, 6 by 52. The Enclave Broadleaf Toro, 6.5 by 54. And the New World Cameroon Selection Torpedo, 6.5 by 52.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to Smokes episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. Today with us is our good old boy Rich.
Howdy.
Good old boy Benjamin.
Yo, yo, yiggity, yo.
And on the ones and twos, good old boy Mike.
Are you sure we can't call this show, like, you know, Words on the Page with Barger?
Yeah, the words on the page go round and round.
Hooked on phonics.
Yeah, for sure. That was our last episode. And if you didn't listen to that, go check out Warfighter Cigar episode.
We eventually got started.
Yeah, it gets started. Just bear with us in the moments.
Real build up in that That's episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before you finish crying about the Super Bowl.
Love to see it.
And just after, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
You don't remember that show? Come on, that show
was
awesome.
That's a little bit after my time.
Yeah, you're pretty old. Sorry.
I can only inhale with my right hand.
So, as for today's segment, drum roll, please. We're here with AJ Fernandez. He's not here, but we're here with his cigars, and we're here to fool one another again. So, what's in the box?
Did he just call me a fool? I think Maybe. He just called me a fool, didn't he?
Yeah,
pity the fool.
I think he's
throwing it out there.
So what's in the box?
Where it may.
What is in the box?
Ooh, what's this?
In the box, we have the Brasilia Corona.
Brasilia?
Brazil.
Yeah, there it is.
See, a word is hard, hooked on phonics.
We're here for you.
The Brasil Corona, 6.5 by 44. The DSD Gloria Brasil Corona, 5 5/8 by 46. The Bellas Artes Box Pressed Toro Habano, 6 by 54. The San Latano Connecticut Toro, 6 by 52. The Enclave Broadleaf Toro, 6.5 by 54. And the New World Cameroon Selection Torpedo, 6.5 by 52. Now, we probably won't have story time because we have a lot to get over today.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It depends on the story. But before we get started, I want to thank AJ and his team. A shout out to Laurel for helping make this happen.
Thanks, Laurel.
Thank you so much. We're excited to go through this, and we're fans. We love it. So strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today. But don't worry, if you miss anything, you can download the full episode from wherever you reach your podcast. Spotify, Apple Music,
our own website.
You read your podcast?
SipSudsAndSmokes.com.
You read your podcast?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, nice. I mean, I'm doing it currently.
I feel like his library card is overdue.
That's right. Before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where's your buddy? Underrated movie.
Are you saying that Benjamin is my stick buddy?
Yeah. Benjamin is your stick buddy. Remember where your stick buddy is at all times.
This keep sounds a like leash. A t-shirt that we've never created.
Who's your stick buddy?
Who's your stick buddy? Your stick buddy?
I'm with my stick buddy.
That's going to be our shirt. Sips, Suds, and Smokes. Where's your stick buddy? Yep. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered in our Cigar 101 episodes, where all of this cigar speak can be decoded. Just search for Sips, Suds, and Smokes 101, and that episode should pop right up. Or follow the link on the show notes below. So, good old boy Benjamin is going to go over the smokes rating today. Take it away, Benjamin.
Hey, we'll be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our Sips, Suds, and Smokes ratings, plus our signature sounds. And here are those ratings now. One, this sucked even before it was lit. Two, hey, at least I lit it.
It sounds like a Tuesday.
Three, I'd smoke this again. Four, how much you don't fire them?
Magnificent.
And five, where are they? I need a box.
I always miss that cue on number four.
Magnificent.
I know. So before we dive into these cigars, I pulled a little couple of blurbs off the website to help people get acquainted with AJ Fernandez. So Mike, you want to read that?
Yeah, so they're a family-oriented cigar company based in Miami. The cigars in their lines are blended by AJ from his personal portfolio. Each brand is a unique smoking experience, a testament to AJ's talent as a tobacco grower and blender. All components of each blend are selected based on strength, aroma, and flavor in order to achieve a smooth and balanced smoking experience. AJ is truly a master of fine art of balancing a cigar, always finding the perfect sweet spot of richness and flavor. When you put the finest fermented and aged tobacco in his hands of AJ, the result is New World, San Latano, Bella Artis, and Enclave, just to name a few. And those are the six that we're having today. With a cigar for every palate, you can rest assured that when you smoke an AJ Fernandez portfolio cigar, you too will be all about passion, discipline, and great tobacco. Those are not words I would use at Barker. Early on, AJ understood.
That's fair.
Yeah, never the word passion. Early on, AJ understood that to produce a quality cigar year after year, you have to grow your own tobacco in order to maintain consistency and supply. That is very true. AJ has been able to amass a real estate portfolio like no other that allows him to grow specific tobacco varietals for all of his blends. And AJ Fernandez owns and operates two cigar factories in Nicaragua, Tabacalera, AJ Fernandez de Nicaragua. It is located in the heart of tobacco country in Esteli, Nicaragua. The San Latano factory is located 70 kilometers north of Totocalpa. And the two factories allow us to craft over 100,000 cigars per day, all by
per
hand.
Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a lot of little hands just going to town.
So, you know, Benjamin and I were chatting, you know, I kind of floated the question, like, how many brands does AJ Fernandez, you know, make? And, you know, they're one of the top five, you know, largest, you know, cigar manufacturers globally. Not only do they have an extensive line on their own brand, but they make a ton of cigars for other people.
Yes.
So when you walk into a humidor, I'm betting that they probably, you know, the average humidor, at least in the U.S., probably a fourth of all the cigars in that humidor, they've made them.
Right.
Yeah. So this portfolio line is not you can't always find this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is interesting that, you know, you would think that their portfolio, you would just absolutely see that in every single place.
Well, they're just so spread out that it's, you know, their reach is so big that it's so small, you know, because they're everywhere.
Yeah. But, you know, definitely the thing that they bring to the table is, you know, the fact that they own the farms that they are sourcing from. So, their ability of maintaining quality is absolutely, you know, top notch. And the fact that, you know, they're through and through. They own the tobacco, they own the land, they own the factory, they own the distribution system, yep. They have a full sales staff, they have brand and marketing.
They're a massive operation.
They are just all the way, you know, they have everything covered, you know, all the way through and through. So whether you're enjoying, you know, something here from the portfolio, you know, lineup that we're going to talk about today, or one of the other, you know, many other brands that they make for other people, I think rest assured to think you're in really good hands.
Yeah, no, absolutely. AJ Fernandez is one of those. If you don't know him, you're not looking, you know. We're going to start off with the New World, which is AJ's first collaboration with his father, Ismail.
I think that's good enough.
Is a nod to the discovery of tobacco and its introduction to the rest of the world in 1492. So I'm going to go over the New World Cameroon Selection Torpedo. Yeah. My thoughts exactly. We did the torpedo 6.5 by 52. This was my favorite cigar of it all. I don't think we did the torpedo. We did the...
We had the torpedo.
So they say, this is one of the best-selling cigars in our entire lineup. The unique for us both us and the Cameroon wrapper, U.S. and the Cameroon wrapper, is the one of the blend we used for this tobacco for. And the way it's treated in the fermentation process, the tobacco of this variety, typically very delicate, it comes out more hearty and pliable. This makes it notably different from its Cameroon counterparts in its medium-bodied sweetness and earthy smoke. So the wrapper is Cameroon, the binder is Nicaraguan, and the filler is Nicaraguan.
And out of all the years that AJ Fernandez has been producing cigars, this is their first Cameroon.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool. Out of the years and decades that they've been making cigars at AJ Fernandez, that when the Cameroon hit the market like a year ago, 2 years ago, this was their first toe dip into the Cameroon wrapper.
And it is a home
crushed
run.
Crushed it. I mean, get out of here.
Absolutely. I'll take a box.
Yeah, that's too high. I'm pretty sure these are priced really well, too.
Yeah, AJ's price point is very approachable for the new smoker or the advanced smoker.
Do you think that's them kind of looking over their shoulder and seeing Fuentes, you know, that's used this, you know, style wrapper for a long time?
So what's interesting, what I think about that, and that's a very good question, is that they're in two different playing fields, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think that they don't have to look over their shoulder. No. Arturo Fuente, they have to look ahead at what's coming next. Because Fuente's been in it for so long that it's just was somebody behind me? sorry, I was like, who's got a baseball bat behind me? But anyway, they've been at it for so long that it's like they're two totally different beasts, you know? And so they approach things not entirely similar, but not entirely different. They're very distinct in AJ Fernandez is very distinct in what he's doing as opposed to what Arturo Fuentes has always been doing. You know, he's not afraid to change it up. So we'll be right back after this.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Well, we're back, and I hope that you guys had a good time in those advertisements. We were just discussing about AJ Fernandez and the New World line that he's got, the Cameroon. Mike brought up the question about, you know, between Arturo Fuente and AJ Fernandez, and I think they're in two different playing fields. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I do think it's very interesting when you have something so similar in style and with such a well-known. And, you know, the 858, you know, Hemingway from Fuente is just absolutely the cornerstone, you know, of their product line. And, you know, I think of, you know, AJ Fernandez as really just being able to deliver a lot of good, solid cigars, you know, with many different combinations. And I don't know that I would really almost characterize them with a style component, you know, like I would, you know, with Fuente.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think, why he's during the new world,
you
know, and the whole new world aspect of it is, you know, yes, you've done this forever, but we can also do it.
Well, and, you know, so the question I floated was, you know, why would you step up and name for second place? I think that's kind of what I was thinking of when I heard this was in the product line. And
see, I've smoked enough of the 858s to tell you that I honestly, if I smoke a few more of these,
you're not a Fuente guy.
I am, but I honestly think that this could be better.
Or are they not necessarily trying to compete, but saying, you know, this is our version of that, but we're, you know, because the price point obviously is different.
Yeah, 100%. You know,
so maybe they're just trying to bring it to a new audience, you know, because...
And I wonder if availability also plays a big part in that. Maybe, you know, because Cameroon's a sought-after wrapper. It's not something that's commonly used by a lot of, you know, brands out there. And it's hard to blend against, right? Like Cameroon wrappers are very, very delicate by nature. And so you have to be very conscious about your binders and fillers to make this work as well as it should and really let that Cameroon wrapper shine.
Yeah.
And so maybe it was AJ Fernandez getting that opportunity to collaborate with his dad and take on a new task. Now, obviously, Fuente has done it for such a long time. But what better way to you know, connect the dots and
nod to the old timers.
Make this, you know, time well spent is to
hey,
we've never done anything Cameroon. Like let's
do it.
Let's toss a hat in the ring, right?
Well, and I think the answer to my own question is, you know, it may be a matter of the difference in distribution. Because I don't think of AJ Fernandez and Fuente having, you know, the same footprint, you know, and are there a lot of places where they're side by side in the same, you know, humidor? Absolutely. You know, for sure. But there are parts of the globe where, you know, they'll just source from, you know, one or two manufacturers and that's it. And they will not have, you know, a big, huge, you know, difference, you know, between one, you know, manufacturer and another. So I can see that, you know, part of the reason why they wanted to do this was for those places where they have a lot of exclusive access or less competition, why don't we try to appeal to, you know, those people that, you know, they like this taste profile.
Kind of fill in that gap that
I don't want them to wander away, you know, as well. Mm-hmm. But I'm absolutely with Barger in terms of, you know, this is absolutely a super solid stick.
Yeah. Did we just agree on something?
Did we just become best friends?
Kung Fu in the garage?
It's probably my favorite in the lineup we're going to talk about today. Some of the things here on, you know, my review is it absolutely did remind me of a 858. Great construction, really good balance, earthy, white pepper kissed, and a little leathery. I mean, you know.
White pepper kissed.
Thickly cushioned contour seats. Available even in fine Corinthian leather.
There you go, Corinthian leather. And just to top it all off, these, you know, wonderful dry roasted peanuts. I mean, just super small, solid, you know, Cameroon all day long.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think to kind of even come back and answer a bit more my question, I think that there is room there that both of these will stand very well.
I don't
really think of one over the other.
And that's what I was trying to get at.
I really like both at the end of the day. So I don't think that this is, you know, an 858 or the Cameroon New World. I really think that both of them are exceptional
cigars.
If
I blindly reach in the bag and pull either of them out, I'm happy.
Yeah, really, really great stick.
Benjamin, what'd you think?
Same box or same boat here, Ben. This Cameroon is from the first time I smoked it, it was one of those sticks where I was, I need to pick up a handful. You know, I hope that this is something that they consistently produce.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it was one of those keynote moments in my smoking journey, where this cigar is something that not only do I need to remember, it's something that I need to make sure that I have, you know, years down the road, because we know, much like a lot of cigar manufacturers do, and the way that the tobacco growing goes, this may not be something that they can produce forever.
Yeah.
And so when you have the opportunity,
that would be sad.
100%. That'd be real sad. When you find those smokes that really kind of hit that note for you, I try to pick up as many as I can.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Definitely something you want to make sure you keep in your humidor, something you're going to pick up. You know, time and time again.
Absolutely.
And it's even better in the Torpedo's great, but it does come in like a Corona.
I just want a Petite Lancero. Petite Lancero. We're giving it fives all the way across the board.
Oh, my Lord.
I think that's the first time that's ever happened in the history of our show.
It was that good. It really was.
That's four fives you got there. Way to go, AJ.
Yeah.
We'll take a box. There's four of us. We'll take four boxes.
All day. Really, really great.
All right, so up next is the New World Corona. We got 5 5/8 by 46. Dorado is the name of this cigar.
Yeah,
take it away, Benjamin.
This is the New World Dorado from AJ Fernandez, the newest iteration of the New World line, and a Nicaraguan Puro that uses a proprietary sun-grown Habano wrapper, which sets us apart from the rest of the New World line. As it's not as pepper-forward, it's got Cigar Aficionado's top 25 list, and named Dorado means golden, which was named for the golden appearance of the soil from one of AJ's newest fields where this tobacco was grown. The wrapper is Habano sun-grown Nicaragua. Binder filler also from Nicaragua. So this is a Puro. This Dorado is beautiful. That Corona size is perfect. This is definitely my go-to size from a ring gauge and girth perspective for cigars. It just gives you the opportunity to really enjoy what's going on with the wrapper, which really drives your flavor components for your cigar smoking experience. This is a medium to full body smoke for me. Some cool like black tea notes with a peppery undertone. Retro Hell is smooth and spicy. This one I could almost smoke back to back, just one after another.
This just keeps going on, the hitters with this. Hitters.
You got the hitter.
Got
the hitter. Yeah.
Words are really tough.
Story time about that. I had a tooth pull. This is a long story.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Make it longer.
Yeah, right. Anyway, you know, this size is just my wheelhouse. Like this 46 ring gauge, just nice petite size. Is, man, if everyone made this size cigars, I'd buy them all. I mean, well, maybe not everyone, because there's some really crappy stuff.
Bold move, Cotton.
Let's see if it pays off for him.
For sure. But man, that sun grown is just a real kiss of sunlight on your mouth. I loved it. I love the cigar.
Yeah, same. I think it was a really good solid smoke. Had a little bit of pepper, not a lot. I got a little earthy kind of vibe to it. Just good construction, good ash going. Just really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it was a good, you know, average stick. It was sneaky, easy smoke. That's what I wrote down. Yeah.
That's,
you know,
good.
I captured one of my pairings. I actually had Maker's Mark's cast strength with this.
Mm-hmm.
That was dead on
the
perfect.
Doing?
I'm telling you.
That's
it
great.
It was singing both, you know, with that. I was like, okay. You know, and I had a bunch of other whiskeys in front of me at the time, but that Maker's Mark, I was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Super nice construction, great draw, great burn line. It was a good, you know, super solid stick for me. Rich, which number,
whatever,
man?
You're ready, Rich. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to give it a four.
Magnificent.
Up next is a Bellas Artes Box Press Toro Habano. Mike, take it away.
So this was inspired by the Bellas Artes National Museum in Cuba. Bellas Artes stands for AJ's testament to the fine art of cigar making. Do you have to have ballet shoes for that? Anyway, one of the two blends in the AJ portfolio that isn't predominantly Nicaraguan, which is what AJ is known for, medium-bodied complex, and utilizes tobacco from... You are infecting me. See how this happens? From many...
It's infecting everyone.
You know, I got vaccinated both arms this week, so I just... Whatever it is, it's not working.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Pfizer.
Utilizes tobacco from many different major cigar-growing regions. Really lovely everyday cigar, as it's not really super heavy. I guess those are some of your notes here, but, you know, just...
What's the binder filler wrapper?
The wrapper is Habano. The binder is Quali. I'm going to go
Quali-li?
With that. Quali-li. The filler is Nicaraguan, Honduras, and Brazil. So three fillers for this.
Isn't that what we just went over? Our last episode?
That was a different manufacturer, but yes, it is a bit of some of the same music going on here.
Those three fillers really just kind of tie the room together.
I thought it was the rug.
It's the rug. I just want my rug back,
man. It's the rug that ties the room together.
You know, this
man.
Aggression will not stand, man. I like this cigar. Benjamin, tell me what you thought about this cigar.
Yeah, beautiful presentation. That Rosado, like Rojita red hue, it really pops on this cigar. No construction issues for me. I think that's another note for AJ Fernandez all the way through. Didn't have any construction issues. These things are well made. The Brazilian filler and the Habano wrapper really paired super well for me. It's got like a really nice consistent spice all the way through it. And just rounds out really well with those like Nicaraguan earthy undertones. This one's super well balanced for me. The box press isn't always my favorite style of cigar.
Yeah.
But this one just really fit well. Easy smoke. We'll definitely go back to this.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get a good... it's hard to make box press burn construction-wise consistently.
And there's aren't...
Depends. It depends if it's rolled well, because it has to be rolled...
And then they box press it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You got to roll it a little loose so that when you box press it, the burn, the burn's there.
When
so
I think of, you know, a little tricky. One thing that they do with their box press is it's not like that heavy, like squared off edge box
press.
Like they're rounded off a bit. Yeah. And I think that is key for the way that these things burn and smoke.
Yeah, because sometimes the box press, you get them, they're so tight
that,
you know, they're so tight they can't draw well. But this one, I think, was a really consistent draw all the way through.
So what did you think about it?
I loved it. I liked it. I thought it was a, you know, my thought about it was, you know, I could smoke this in any time of day.
Yeah.
I felt like it would be a good morning cigar or it could be a after dinner.
Yeah.
An aperitif. You know, yeah. Light
digestive.
Light black pepper.
Mike, did you find your notes?
I did. I really love this. Some of my review notes here. I'm sorry. I cut you off there.
No, it's good. Michael actually cut me off. So.
It's my fault.
You.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Well, cedar and pepper kind of up front.
Yep.
You know, some citrus coming in kind of at the midpoint, which was, I think, very unexpected for this particular blend. I don't know this binder, you know, that much. Both I can't say it or no, nor do I recall you know, having it another time. So maybe that's a bit of where some of the citrus is coming from. Some earth and kind of nuts and nuts close to the band itself.
Nuts.
Fair draw and overall construction. So, yeah, I really like this. Not as good as a Cameron, but it was still a great stick, you know. I would come back to this, you know, at some point in time.
Yeah. Rich, what's your notes?
Rich, what's your number, buddy?
What's your number, buddy?
Oh, yeah, 4. Thanks.
Yeah. We're giving it a 4.
All the way around.
You keep texting me, like, what do you want? Just tell me what you want.
Magnificent. That's what I want.
What?
I want you to know that I love you.
Do we need to talk about this in post?
Text me, points at my phone. I'm looking at my phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Good Lord.
Okay. Next up is going to be Rich is going to tell us about the Brazil.
Yeah, Rich, tell us about the Brazil.
Okay, I'm a little hostile, but I apologize.
Yeah.
So this is the Dias de Gloria Brazil Corona, 5 5/8 by 46. In this exciting line, A.J. Fernandez honors a time he believes were the glory days of Cuban tobacco. Dias de Gloria, Brazil, celebrates the union of two exceptional worlds of tobacco. Honoring the rich roots of Brazil and the legacy of Nicaragua,